Hello. Hi. It's been not so long, I think. Hopefully, not so long. It doesn't feel like so long, but also it feels like ages because I've been busy and this is not news. I don't have a lot of free time. So yeah, it feels like ages in between times that I have that the stars align and I can record. But I'm here right now. There is, I don't know how much you'll be able to pick up in the background, but there's rain. There's like thunder. There's kind of a storm that's supposed to happen. That's starting right now. Maybe it'll take a bit more time, or I don't know. Whatever. You're gonna hear that in the background, probably, most likely. Which is funny because it is kind of quote unquote ASMR to have that like rain sound on the background, which is ironic because I fucking hate that. I mean, I like the rain sounds, but I generally there's a bunch of things that I don't like about popular ASMR audios. They kind of annoy me. There's stuff that make me like itchy and I dislike them. I like rain sounds, but there's a bunch of noises or sounds or effects or things that people do in audios like that that I don't like and I avoid them, but whatever. I'm sick also. I'm getting a lot better, but I've been sick this last couple of days, like for a week or something. Like I don't think I've gotten to the point of having a fever, but I do have the flu. My voice still sounds a little bit like rough, but I'm a lot better than like 2 days ago. Oh, something fell somewhere. There's a lot of wind as well. I'm so happy to be home and like quote unquote be safe and sound. I was getting to somewhere, but I lost track of what that was. I've had a bunch of things in mind for things that I want to talk about. Oh my god, this sounds so nice. That I want to talk about for an audio that I cannot fucking remember right now. Because it's the kind of things that I think about when I'm like trying to fall asleep, but I'm also a little bit horny. And I'm fantasizing about things, and I'm thinking, oh, I should talk about this thing in particular in an audio. But now that I am wide awake, I cannot remember because sleepy brain and awake brain are not the same. They are entirely different things. I do kind of remember that I've been horny, mostly just been horny, been wanting to get off because I've not had a lot of time to do that. Like if I'm okay, so if I'm feeling sick, obviously I'm not in the mood to get off, so that has not really happened a lot this past week. And even before that, I've been busy. I've been busy and Free time that I have is resting time, and that means napping. So I've been sleeping when I have time and getting off takes time for me. It's away from my sleeping time, so sometimes I just want to actually get my full 8 hours a day, and getting off will just get in the way, and sometimes I just need to sleep, and I've been in that mood for some weeks now, and it's building up, and I want to get off. Another thing that's been building up, if you want the visual for me to put in your brain, is I've not had time to shave. So let's not say that I have like a full bush going on, but I'm entertaining myself playing with my hair, my pubic hair right now. It's feeling soft and it's kind of nice rubbing my pussy lips and feeling it. It's such a wild thing. I remember when I was younger, like discovering sex and discovering porn, how unappealing having hair was. Like the notion that a pussy had to be fully shaved. And it's such a wonderful thing to grow up and get over mainstream things and realize that porn is fake and you don't have to like what everybody else likes or what everyone else wants you to think they like. And I like my pussy a lot. I like the way it looks, fully shaved, with a little bit of hair or with a full bush. I just like it. It's been a journey to learn to love the way my body looks and the way my body feels. So nobody's taking that away from me now. Just to give you more visuals, I have been running the palm of my hand fully up and down the outside of my pussy, okay? Like, what do you call it? Mound is a word. The upper part, like, I'm touching my belly, like my lower belly, and then I'm going down to this part that's right on top of my clit. I do not know the word for that in English, apparently. Cannot recall. And then I go down, and that's my outer lips. And then I'm kind of touching my ass cheeks. But I'm not going all the way there today. Today I want to rub my pussy. That is what I want to do. So here I am rubbing my hand on my outer lips, and it's putting pressure on my clit, but I'm not like touching it directly yet. We'll get there. Just not right now. I'm gonna sleep so good today. You've no idea. Like, I love this background music I'm having right now. Just so you picture the full thing, because I keep stopping at it, at the image. I'm fully naked. I'm laying on my bed. I'm fully naked. I already put a pad down because I know where this is going. You know where this is going. So, I Oh, I'm spreading my legs a bit more. I'm bending my knees, spreading my legs, so my lips are opening up a bit. Not a lot, but I'm having a bit more access to my inner lips now. And I can feel the wetness. I can feel how wet I am now. Oh God, and my clitoris is swollen. I don't know if you can pick on that with the rain in the background also. I'm gonna put the microphone closer to it. So you. But I'm not gonna keep it there. I'm rubbing on my clit now. I'm straight up just rubbing on my clit now. Haven't taken my glasses off. Did you know that I wear glasses? Is that an image that I've put in your head? I've given you some descriptions of my body, I think, slightly. I mean, I have tattoos and my nipples are pierced. I don't have big tits, unfortunately, tragically, maybe for some, but some people, I guess. They're fine, okay? I've made peace with that. I mean, I do kind of want to get my tits done, sort of. Just because I was used to them being a bit bigger, but then I lost weight and then I lost my tits. And I kind of miss how they were before. But I don't want to get like super big boobs because that is just a fucking nightmare to deal with. Whatever. But they're fine, is what I mean. It's just that they're small. But they're fucking cute, okay? And the piercings make them look so fucking pretty. I wear glasses. Like, I'm blind as fuck. I've been blind my whole life. Up until this point, if I had the option of not wearing glasses anymore, I think I wouldn't take it because I feel like naked without my glasses. So I will keep them. Usually, I take them off when I record what I'm getting off because I have my eyes closed. I'm like picturing stuff, and what's the point of having my glasses on if I'm not looking at anything, you know? But I have them on right now for some reason. That's something that you can picture if you want. They're regular, normal looking glasses. Thick rimmed though, because again, I am blind as fuck, so my crystals, like the the glass is fucking thick, okay? Because I have a high prescription. Whatever, whatever, let's keep going with me touching myself. I think done. That is something that I always thought I was going to dislike, but I ended up figuring that I actually enjoy it, which is interesting because I generally don't like the pain. I think I've said that. I've said that before. I don't like the pain, but there's a line of things that I can get behind, and pussy slapping is one of them, which I thought it wasn't gonna be, but turns out it is. It's a fun thing. I think I've never done it like straight directly on my spread out exposed clit. Usually I do it like my legs are spread and they're like, it is exposed a bit, but there's some impact that is being absorbed by my lips, like not fully my clit, but still it feels like very fucking nice. I think I'm getting a bit over just fingering myself. I mean, you know, no, let's, I'll keep at it a bit. I'll like actually try to edge myself a bit more before fucking my brains out. I just try to stretch this a bit and enjoy it. Not rush, just have a good time. Fuck, the entrance just feels so fucking nice to play with. God, I would love to be eating out right now. I know you would love to do that. Oh, fuck. I think I want that. Just leg back, leg spread, and have my pussy. Have my pussy eaten. You know what? It's actually being so fucking loud right now. I'm kind of concerned about whether or not you can hear me well. Sort of, like, I'm not gonna stop recording to check. So, if it turns out that you cannot hear me well, I guess I'm sorry. But I'm still having a good time, so I guess that kind of sucks for you. Still feels nice for me. Oh fuck, it's been some time since I've fucked myself. Usually if I get off quickly, let's say, I don't do penetration, I just play with my clit. And it's been some time since I've actually, like, gone into my pussy and fucked it. I'm a weak woman. That's going to go get what she wants. And what I want right now is. What I want right now is to fuck my pussy with a toy and fuck it properly. Deep and good. Cold. It's cold, but my pussy is warm and it will warm it up quickly. I'm just pressing it in the entrance, just rubbing the end of it against the entrance and up into my clit and back down again. Let's go in. Let's go in. Fuck, I get shivers every time. Oh fuck. I feel so good. Oh fuck. You see? Oh fuck, it smells so nice. My pussy smells so nice. Oh god, it's leaking now. It's leaking again. I see. Oh god, yes. Oh fuck, yes, I see. Oh fuck. It's a puddle already. Oh my god, I'm laying in a puddle. I don't like to lay in a puddle. I'm gonna move out of the worst of it. I'm gonna have to get another pad. I guess it's wet outside and inside as well. I'm gonna keep going. I'm gonna fully soak this pad before I get another one. Okay. Let's make this a big, big mess. Fuck yes. Yes. I can feel it. I can feel it present in the back of my pussy. All the way inside. Deep, deep. Oh, yes, 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 yes. I I'm gonna rub on my juice pad now. Oh, fuck. Oh, God. My eyes are watering. It feels so nice. It feels so nice. Oh, hi. Let's pause for a second, okay? Fuck, how I missed it. How I missed. How I missed fucking myself, honestly. Getting off with my clit is nice. It's quick. Like, it's foolproof. But there's like a special place in my heart for getting off by having my pussy fucked. I love it. I love it. I'm a girl's girl, okay? I told you that. It is a truth. It is a truth, and I support all my girls. And statistically, most women, don't get to come from penetration alone. I understand that on an intellectual level. I understand that is the truth. But on a personal, intimate level, I just don't see how, because it feels so fucking good. So good. Honestly, for me, it feels so good. Ah, fuck. Now, that being said, if you're fucking a woman, do pay, like, a bunch of attention to her clit. Like, do so. Be good. And pay attention and show love to her clit and her whole body, for well, that matters, okay? For, you know, be good to your partners. God, I just will not do with a selfish lover at all, especially because I am a pillow princess. Like, I'm such a fucking princess. I would need somebody who's, like, fully devoted to making me have a good time. I mean, I will return a favor, mind you. I do want to take my time and explore my partner's body. and see what they like and exploit it. But also, I need that in return. Like, I need to be pampered, I need to be spoiled, I need to be adored, I need to be touched with love and care. So, you know, I just would not put up with it. Nobody should, honestly, but I guess you do. Everyone gets off to different things. There's so many things that I don't get off to because I realize I actually don't like them. There's a bunch of things. We're circling back to such a wonderful thing to realize that porn is fake, and you don't have to like things that are popular in porn just because everybody seems to like them. And there's a bunch of things. So many toxic, terrible things going on in porn that I just cannot, I just will not get behind. And there are things that are not awful, that are perfectly fine, perfectly okay to engage in, that I don't want to engage in, okay? Many things. Pain, for example. Degradation, for example. That is a very, very popular tag in Gone Wall Audio, and I respect that. I've gotten off to some audios with it. But just the general concept of it, it's not something like I can get off to an audio that has degradation, but the thing is that I'm not, that is not the reason why I will listen to the audio. Like, it is not the tag. There are tags that will call to me, like praise, for example. That, like, good. That's something I enjoy. That's something that I seek. But then there's other things that, if they are involved in an audio or not, like, I don't mind them. Then there's some that I avoid. I cannot think of something right now other than degradation because I just don't like it. But yeah. I do like my fair share of CNC, but outright, like, rape scenarios, not my thing. Like, I'm so into consent. Like, I'm so into having a healthy, open relationship, like, good communication. You have no idea how I'm such a. I get off. I think it's because I like intimacy. Like, intimacy is a thing that I get off to as well, and in my brain that involves affection and communication and stuff. And CNC goes in hand in hand with that. Like, we can have a conversation about this fantasy that I want to explore, but, like, scenarios in which it's like outright rape, not my cup of tea. Will most likely not listen to something like that. But yeah, I mean, that's a personal preference. I don't have anything against people making that sort of content. Again, everyone gets off. Like, everyone has their own taste, and who am I to judge somebody else's kink? You know, I have my own weird things that other people don't like, which is fine as well. Nobody has to like me. Nobody has to like me. That's a big thing as well. I mean, oh God, reaching adulthood, maturing, emotional responsibility—that it's amazing. Go to therapy. Therapy is so good. Like, you achieve so much. You understand so much. You. I think this is enough of a break. If you want to take something from all that I've said just now, it's, yeah, go to therapy. Therapy is nice. Like, be open to it and go to therapy and talk about your emotions. It's fucking great. I'm gonna change the bad because it is a mess, and I hate to be on a wet spot. That is something that I've said, because it never stops being the truth. I hate to be on a wet spot. And that is where I am right now, and I don't want to be anymore. I did mention something just now, that is, I remembered one of the things that I was sort of fantasizing about, and it's, while I do want to have, like, all focus on me, obviously, why wouldn't I want that, I do want to, on occasion, on the other hand, have the opportunity to lay somebody down. I wouldn't say tie them up, but I wouldn't be opposed to that. And have my, like, take my time and have my way with them. Consensually, obviously. By that I mean, I want to have time to get to know someone's body. I want to touch them. I want to touch their neck and their chest. I want to kiss somebody's neck. Let's go by you. Let's say you. I want to kiss your neck. I want to kiss your neck and see if it's sensitive. See if it makes you shiver. See if it makes you tickle. I want to go down and see where is more sensitive. At the base of your collarbone or to the side of your neck, closer to your ear, or right at the center, on top of your throat. And I want to keep coming down. And I want to kiss your chest. I'm not into biting. That is another thing that I don't think... I definitely don't enjoy on me. I don't think I would enjoy in somebody else. I do not like people biting me. And so I don't bite people. But I would press my teeth on you. Not too hard, like, to bite down. But to put your skin in between my teeth and put pressure in it. Maybe suck a bit and press my tongue. Try to make a spot sensitive and then soothe it. See how you react. If I blow on it after. My sides are very sensitive. I want to try that. I want to try to kiss around your ribs. I want to see if... I don't necessarily want to tickle you, but I want to see if it tickles. Around your waist. And I will definitely go to your belly button. Because I know I am very fucking ticklish, okay? So I would need to check if all the places that tickle in my body, do they tickle in yours? Because there's a very fine line for me between tickles and actual fucking arousal. It is so, so thin. So thin. You have no idea. And I'm ticklish everywhere. Every part of my body that I like to be touched, I'm ticklish. Around my waist and my... Oh my god, I'm so ticklish on my legs. I would... I think the only exception of a place that I do... I, like, I'm very ticklish, but I do not want to be touched, is my knees. Like, I am so, so incredibly ticklish on my knees. My actual instinct is to hit you if you touch my knees. Like... I don't know who you are. Like, it doesn't matter what setting we are on. What's the circumstances. If you touch my knees, I will hit you. Like, it's a reflex. Because I need, like, that is my self-defense mechanism. Because I am so fucking ticklish. I don't know why. I don't understand people who are not ticklish on their knees. Because for me, it's like, super, super sensitive for no reason whatsoever. But the rest of my body, like, my legs are ticklish, but I like them to be touched. And so is my waist, and so is my back, and so is my neck. And I just like to be touched. Honestly, I just like to be touched anywhere. Except my knees, probably. Random, I know, but like, it is a thing. It's a joke in my family that nobody gets to touch my knees at all. So you can hear the rain, right? And you can hear the thunder. But there's a lot of lightning as well. Like, I have all my lights turned off. But the light coming in through my windows at times, like, this is a big ass fucking storm, okay? I think it will get worse, but whatever. I don't have any reason to go out within the next 2 days, so. And thank fucking God for that, honestly. I love this weather. Feels super nice. Also feels super nice to imagine that I get to stay in and fuck myself. With this as the background noise. Also, I'm super glad because every time that I get off late at night, I am like 1000% sure that my neighbors can hear me. And with the rain, at least, it's like it's muffled to some degree. Like, at least they're not like hearing the whole thing. Super clearly that there's some interference, but yeah, I am I'm going to keep fucking myself is what I'm gonna do. I wanted to get high to record this audio, but I don't know why I didn't. I should have, actually. I should have. Maybe I will. Maybe I will after I record. Maybe I will after I record and I will get off again. Maybe. Who knows? Who knows what I'll feel like doing? What I feel like doing right now is press this toy inside of my very, very wet pussy. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck, it's sensitive. Oh, God, yes. Oh, God. I think it feels even better now. Feels even better now. Oh, fuck, yes. I want you to fuck me like this. A tender, tender pussy. So sensitive. Oh, God, yes. Oh, God, it's ripping. Oh, my God. Such a fucking messy pussy. Oh, God. Oh my God, yes, yes, yes. I see, 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 see. I'm gonna sit up. If I can. I'm gonna try to sit up. See how the ankle feels now. Oh, God, yes. I just needed to breathe a bit. Oh, fuck. I'm worried you can't hear my pussy now. With all the rain. But just let me tell you. If you can't hear it, I promise you, it is so incredibly wet and messy and dripping. It's sensitive. It's so sensitive. That is. I'm pressing on my G-spot, but I'm trying to work an angle. Where I'm rubbing on my G-spot on the way out, but I'm pressing as much as I can. Oh fuck, I'm getting a cramp.
That is not fucking nice.
Ay, hijo de puta. Oh. I think I've never gotten a cramp before. Well, I'll get enough. I'm gonna close the window because the rain is coming into my bedroom. That had never fucking happened before. It better not fucking happen again. Oh. So annoying. Oh. Just to let you fucking know, I got a cramp on my leg. And I'm trying to work it out because I want to keep getting off. I don't know what's the best way to get rid of a cramp, but I'm just walking. Does that work? I don't even fucking know if that works. That's what I usually did as a kid when I got cramps laying down. My floor is wet from the rain. It's wet from the rain. It's a good thing that I got a cramp, apparently, because I got up and realized the rain had been coming in through my window. Not a lot, but definitely not a great idea to sleep with my windows open, as I had wanted to. I'm gonna sit down and see if I can get my muscles to relax. That is like the contrary of what I wanted to achieve. I wanted to get off to relax. And now my muscles are contracting. But you know, at least it's my legs and not my abdomen. That happened once. Which was absolutely no fun at all. Never wanted to happen again. Which is why I usually stop when I'm feeling too tender. Because that's how it happened. I once went very, very overboard with my. I once fucked myself too hard, is what I'm trying to say. And I was super sensitive and super tender, and I kept fucking myself. And my abdomen contracted, which was one of the most painful experiences in my life. Do not ever want it to happen again. So, that's why we have to practice love and kindness and tenderness. And that's why I need to be a princess. I will have you massage my body. Massage. Actually, a leg massage will be like fucking amazing. But I think I'm good now. This is so random. I'm sorry. I mean, not sorry. I cannot fucking control this. And I've said it before, I'll say it again. I don't edit these audios. You get whatever I record, however it is recorded. I have no clue about audio editing. I do not have time to learn anything about it. Also, I'm not interested, like, at all. At least right now in this point of my life. So, not happening anytime soon. Oh, puta madre. I'm pretty fucking sure I have, like, I need to take something. I've been getting cramps on my leg, and, like, it is a specific part of my leg, and it's happened several times now. I'm pretty fucking sure that there's something, a vitamin and something that I'm lacking that I need to be taking that I'm not. Or something that I'm doing. I have no idea. But this is annoying. I'm trying. Oh, we're getting there. It's mostly okay now. I'll just not move dramatically. Just try to stay in a very, very, very comfy position like this. Like this. A very comfy position. And then, where were we? My ass is wet. And it is not wet from the rain. Oh God, yes, it is still very tender. Oh. I'm still very sensitive. Oh God, how is there still liquid in my body? Because apparently all the water in my body has just come out of it. We're gonna go just a bit more. Just a bit more. Oh, fuck. You know what I wanna do? This is me just teasing you. Honestly, this is me being cruel to you. Because I'm gonna tell you something that you're not going to get. I think I'm gonna fucking record myself one of these days. Oh God. I miss doing that. I miss. Oh fuck, yes. When I say record, I mean a video. I wanna fucking see it. I wanna. Oh God, I wanna fuck my pussy properly and and see it. Oh God, I'm gonna do it like I did the first few times. I'm gonna set up my mirror in front of me and watch my pussy being fucked and record it. So I can see it again and again and again. See all the cream and all the pussy juice leaking out. See how red it gets. Oh God, yes. And how pretty my pussy looks being fucked open. Oh God, yes. Fuck, yes. And you're not gonna get to see it, but somebody will get to see it. Somebody is gonna watch my pussy have been fucked. And I know you want to. I know you want to see it. I know you want to see this pussy. Cream and sleek and swollen and all wet and pretty. You want to see my pussy come. I know you want to see my pussy come. You can hear it now. You want to hear it? Because it's about to come, it's about to come. I'm gonna come. Oh God. As you can see, I have a very big exhibitionism kink. Just, oh my God. Oh my God, that got me going really quickly. Oh fuck. Well, that was super nice, and I didn't get a cramp again, which is amazing. You know, I think I'm done now. I'm just gonna clean myself and listen to the rain. I hope you did get to hear me, and the sound, like the background sound, wasn't too terrible. And if it was, I'm sorry, I guess. Nothing I can do about it now. Bye bye. I hope you had a great time. I had a great time, so. Bye.